Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the OVS 2025 financial results. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Stefano Beraldo, CEO of OVS. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon to everybody to this conference for the full year results. As you have seen from the press release and from the document that has been distributed, and as you was already aware, another very good year. No surprise on the fourth quarter, after our meeting regarding the 9 months. The fourth quarter delivered the same growth rate compared to the other three quarters. And as you have seen from the title, also, we assisted to a very, very positive start for the new year. All the KPIs are great, in my opinion. Net sales up, EBITDA up, cash flow has been higher than expected by ourselves, mostly because the last couple of weeks of January generated higher sales, which is the confirmation that OVS is now considered a destination for people who are not able to buy during the full price season, but they are interested in buying our brand, so Piombo, Les Copains. And Les Copains has been the brand that has been most successful even during the sales period, as a proof that this quasi-premium positioning, which is not premium at all, but is seen as a premium by our customer, is motivating people to buy more than normal during the sales period. So great cash flow, in my opinion. And that's why, also combined with the very good beginning of the year, we, as a board, decided to suggest to the next shareholder meeting to increase the dividend from 0.11-0.14. As I mentioned, the main reason for the good result in a quite stable market, which has been the market behavior in 2025, has been the success of the house of brand strategy, if I may say. Our customers are realizing that OVS is not anymore only the place where to buy affordable items, sometimes nice, sometimes less, depending from the opinion of our customer, but is a place where to look for solution for their lifestyle needs. So Piombo has his own privileged customers. B.Angel has his own customer base. Same for Les Copains, which is attracting young lady looking for a more feminine style compared to the most eclectic and sophisticated style of Piombo. People which are looking for sport or fitness are finding in Altavia a great solution. And also very young generation, Z generation, are quite interested to Utopja, which is, together with Altavia, the brand which is growing more compared to the other. So I think that the strategy of OVS is confirmed as the main reason for the good result in a still flattish market. And also the brand, and I move from the page with the histogram to the first page with the images. I think that you can perceive from these images, which are speaking better than any other comment, about the quality of our aspirational, almost aspirational proposition at super affordable prices. is telling our customers that OVS Group is now able to attract a different typology of customer at different prices, with Stefanel, which is performing very well as well, together with all the brand, because as we said, all the brand inside the group performed with positive figure in 2025. And also Stefanel, which is more premium compared to Les Copains or Piombo, is continuing to increase like for like their turnover. Some images also regarding Utopja in the next following page, B. Angel and Altavia. Each of those images has its own typology of style, typology of message for customers, very often different media. So if Utopja is communicated mostly in TikTok, B. Angel is mostly Instagram, et cetera. In page five, we want to give you a solid evidence of one important effect of our strategy. Within the different product line, the line which is growing the most is the women. And this is extremely important because fashion is the business where the women segment is most important. And as you can see from the right side Instagram, the total market for women is accounting for 55%. In our group, only 4 years ago, women was representing 32%, now is increasing, and in 4 years, we increased by 19%, and this is the segment of business which increased mostly. And now we are at 35%. So there is still a gap to be filled before considering the growth of our group in women having achieved the end of his potential. As you can see, in a 4 year, we grew by 8%. This is the like for like, basically. And within this, the segment which grew the most has been the woman with 19%. To me, it's very noticeable also that the men has been able to increase with, in spite of all the competitors like Dan John, Doppelgänger, and many others, which are approaching the value segment, we have been able to grow in a slightly negative market. And also, meanwhile, to notice that in kids, we have been able to resist in a negative market, maintaining the same level of absolute sales, in spite of having lost some customers, which are moving in favor to cheapest brand like Pepco or Primark. We have been able to maintain our important turnover. Some image again regarding what the woman is representing in our offer today, from Piombo to B. Angel, from Stefanel to Les Copains. Also a couple of words about the very positive start of our initiatives in regarding Goldenpoint. We have been able to operate in the product development, basically only starting from the autumn-winter collections. And in autumn-winter, we already communicated to the market that we grew materially, I think almost double digit. I see my team to yes, yes. And same growth rate we are experiencing in the first 3 months of the new fiscal year. And still, we are aware that there is a lot of room to further increase our sales once all the product categories will be approached and developed by our team. So very good news for Goldenpoint, and also very good news for Shaka. The initial development of Shaka out of the OVS standalone store gave us so promising results that we decided, as anticipated, to continue with the expansion of the network. We are still in the very early stage, but we have now 10 independent stores, all very successful, with sales density much higher than the typical apparel sales density. The gross margin is a little bit lower, but the combination of sales per square meter and gross margin gives to this format a very attractive EBITDA generation perspective. Still, we see potential for further increase of the Shaka corners inside the OVS stores, because we are seen by the best player in the sector, like the Korean big groups, as the privileged distribution channel for Italy. Because they realize that we have been the first movers, so the ones that today represent, to the eye of Italian customer, the most attractive place where to buy Korean mask and key beauty in general. So, having said that, I think that all the projects that we launched are generating very good results, and I hand the word to Francesco Leoncini for a more detailed comment on the figures.
Thank you, Stefano. I start on page number 9, the financial section of this presentation, with Q4 results that show a 10% increase in revenues. Sales performance is driven on one side by the consolidation of Golden Point, the left side of this table, but also on the organic side, we recorded a 3% growth that sums up to the growth of the previous year. For instance, we are +8% versus the same Q4 of 2023. Q4 has always been one of the most robust quarter of the year for OVS, as for most of the companies. In fact, I mean, we realized 60 million last year, and thanks to the operating leverage, this year we grew 63 million, sorry, excluding the Golden Point, and 66 million including Golden Point. So an increase of almost 10% versus previous year. On the next page, we then have the full year results, in which the pro forma figures, excluding Golden Point, again show a +3% increase in sales. That becomes then +7%, including the 7 months of consolidation of Golden Point. I remember that Golden Point was purchased on the first of July of 2025, so accounted the whole quarter four, but only 7 months in the full fiscal year. One important result was to mention on gross margin. Gross margin increased by 60 basis points on the pro forma perimeter, and including the Golden Point, that has a business model with higher gross margin, almost by 100 basis points versus previous year. Then, thanks to the operating leverage, this increase turns into a material step up in EBITDA that grows by almost 20 million on the pro forma perimeter, and by 23 million including Golden Point, reaching first of all, breaking the wall of 200 million. Last year, we were just 195 million, so one step ahead from this important threshold. This year, we broke it by almost 10% to 218 million. Then after depreciation, amortization, interest, and taxes, we land to a net income close to 90 million, growing 14% versus previous year. And this is also the basis, as anticipated by Stefano, for the increase in the dividend that we proposed to the shareholder meeting end of May. On page number 11, we go a little bit deeper on these figures, breaking down by channel and breaking down by sign. All the numbers are positive, both including or excluding Golden Point. What to remark? First of all, the growth in the EBITDA margin from 12% to 12.8 on the full year, and a growth also by sign, OVS growing from 13.5% to 13.8, which is in the high, very high part of the benchmark compared to the other fashion players, but also UPIM that couple of years ago was below 10% is now at 11.4%. So all the main brands are growing, but also the other brand that by size are not represented in this picture, like Stefanel and Golden Point, are performing, did perform in 2025 and are also performing now very well. On page number 12, I move to the balance sheet and the cash flow side. The trade working capital reported needs to be, of course, adjusted for the consolidation of Golden Point. Net of the consolidation, we have a 6 million euro increase versus last year. So basically, the working capital was stable in a growing business. Within the working capital, some dynamics, receivables are going down, both for a structural element, which is the swap from the wholesale, the progressive swap from the wholesale to the consignment business model. So the receivables is born at the moment of sale. And on the other side, the good performance in January impacted also our customers, our partners, and so they were more on time in some payments, especially in the end of January, and overall we have this important improvement. On the inventory side, we have a reduction, 17 million. A part is due to the many projects that we have in order to be more efficient and increase stock rotation. And on the other side, we also have the dollar impact. The spring-summer 26 as of was purchased at a lower price, and so the quota of stock related to the spring-summer of the following year has a lower value compared to last year. Lower value that reflects in the opposite sign to the payables, because of course these goods are not yet sold but are not even yet paid, and so the trade payables are lower versus last year. The other elements of the lower value of trade payables are the investments that, as we will see in a moment, are 20 million less than in 2024, and so also some quota of payments, has an impact on some quota of payments, to the benefit of the cash generation of 2026, because we start with 35 million less payables, less invoices to be paid in the next few months. On page 13, we have the breakdown of capital expenditures by nature. Starting from the total, we have overall, 15 million lower investments compared to last year. But these are concentrated on logistics. As mentioned also in the previous years, we had some important automation projects in our Pontenure distribution center close to Piacenza. The project was completed in 2024, and so we have less impact. While on the other assets of OVS, we continue to invest. We continue to invest, first of all, on our stores, both in terms of new opening and in terms of refurbishment. And on the other side, on technology in general, especially in 2025, it's worth to mention the completion of the first wave, the most important wave of the introduction of the new SAP 4 after, let me say, 25 years from the previous SAP, we are now to the state of the art in terms of ERP system. On page number 14, we summarize these elements into the cash flow statement, which show a significant increase versus last year. The cash conversion increases by 600 basis points from 35 to 41%. And basically, the 90 million is no more, no less than the EBITDA, less the investments, interest and taxes. So no particular movement in working capital affected this result. A new KPI that we would like to drive to the attention is the cash flow return on investment. In our balance sheet, we can see a couple of billion assets. If we just look to the reported data, then most of you know that, of course, there is a quota not to be considered related to the IFRS 16, which is just an element that does not represent any asset or debt. But in our assets, we also have some intangible. If we just concentrate on the real invested capital that are working capital, hardware, stores, etc., that sums up 350 million, and then the ratio between the net cash flow generated, 90 million, and these 350 million of real net invested capital is 26%, which is quite an high value compared to the industry. On page number 15, we have the picture of the net financial position, which is slightly improving versus last year, after, of course, the distribution of dividends, the buybacks, and all the other cash out that we had in the course of the year. And as we can see also from the graph below, I mean, we are in an extremely safe situation with no issue in terms of financing. That situation pushed us to leverage this moment to complete at the end of March a refinancing for acquiring, let me say, availability of 300 million lines. Of course, not all of them are drawn because we do not need them. But this is important also in view of the expiration in October 2027 of the 160 million of sustainability linked bond. So we already have the availability either to, of course, renew with a new bond or in case to switch to normal bank debt at the moment. The net financial position is represented not considering the almost 12 million treasury share that we have in portfolio as of this week. Page number 16. are a synthesis of what are the relationship between OVS and its shareholders in terms of remuneration. That is the cash after, thanks to the cash flow generated operating level, we increased year over year the distribution of dividend, and we also increased, we bought back more than 100 million euros in the 4 years. The low value of buybacks in 2025 is due to technical reason, that is the strong performance of OVS as a, in the stock exchange allowed for a few purchases of stock within the same rules that we now have since a few years. Page number 17 and 18, the outlook for 2026. We split in two because, of course, there is an important element to comment, which is the war in Middle East. And to the moment, we have to say that the most important element, the Italian apparel market was very resilient to this war. In the month of March, that is after the outbreak of the war, the market grew 1.6% after a plus 3 in February. So the situation is good on that side, even of course we cannot say anything if in the long term this crisis should continue. On the cost side, we are even more robust because the sourcing is not directly involved. The sourcing countries are not part of this war because are mostly Bangladesh, China, and the Southeast Asia. And we do not transit from the Strait of Hormuz. We used to transit from Suez, but it was closed, and for the moment, so there is no change on the route of the container that brings goods to us. And also freight rates, of course, are part of our long-term relationship with the carriers. So, of course, there will be some adjustment on the fuel price, but nothing material given the size of our business. And also on the energy that we purchase for our stores, part of it was already blocked with a full year contract on 2026. And in any case, also thanks to the self-production thanks to the photovoltaic panels in many stores, is not an element, is much less relevant than 2022, for instance, when of course there was a similar issue on energy. Said that, on page 18, the outlook for 2026 starts from the good performance, even better than the market, in February and March. Start looking to the number of projects that we have to support the sales, especially in women. Considers the improving EBIT, euro-dollar exchange rate. This started, of course, a few months ago, but is now, we can see it starting from the season spring-summer 26, so this year. And so in synthesis, we expect a 2026 growing both in terms of EBITDA and then this growth transfers to a cash generation growth compared to 2025. So I thank you, and I leave you space for Q&A, and we are Stefano is here to answer.
Thank you. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. Please pick up the receiver when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. First question is from Francesco Brilli, Intermonte.
Yes, good evening. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thanks for taking my question. Congratulations for the results. Few questions from my side. The first one is on 2026. If you mentioned the benefits from Forex that you are even better than what you expected before. If you can share roughly what you are expecting from just these elements on 2026 for the full year. Prior investment in promotions. These, and then the second one is the level of CapEx for 2026. If we can expect something similar to what we saw in last year. And the third one is a little bit more general on women's wear. We saw that you showed in the presentation that this category grew gradually in terms of incidence of total revenues in the last 4 years. How much do you expect this trend to accelerate in the next few years? And do you think it's possible to see a catch up with the market quite soon in the next 3 to 4 years? Thank you.
Okay, regarding the first question, I may say that in total, the advantage that can be considered in the range of 30-35 million can be split in three parts. One part will be given to the benefit of the gross margin for sure. Let's assume one-third. One-third will be postponed to year 2027 because it will remain in the stock of year-end. And an amount of 10-15 million we believe we will dedicate to higher discount given that the market dynamics are telling us that there is a growing interest from the Italian consumer to buy during sales period compared to the past. Our company, as I said before, has become more interesting also for those type of customer which are looking for discount because they are looking for better brand, better higher prices, but they want to buy them during the period of Black Friday or January, February. So that's why, if I have to guess, I have to consider that maybe 10, maybe 15 million of increase of discount will be dedicated in order to capture this portion of demand which otherwise would remain without answer from our side. So you may consider maybe 15 million of margin improvement thanks to the better intake due to weak dollar. In terms of CapEx for year 2026, we believe that because we are looking at very interesting opportunity for new openings, we can assume in total maybe from 5-10, maybe 15, but I think 10 million more than in 2025, hopefully mostly because of refurbishing of store, opening new stores, and obviously also refurbishing and opening a material portion of Goldenpoint store. We already refurbished about 25-30 stores in the last six-seven months. All the refurbished store of Goldenpoint are posting very encouraging results, like double-digit growth. But we have to continue. We want also to invest in new video screen, digital video in Goldenpoint because we believe that we need to tell clearly the market that there is something new in this company. And the best way to do it is not to buy media space like billboard or TV, but the best way in the short to medium term is to use in a more efficient way the windows because the location of Goldenpoint are excellent. So the traffic of consumer in front of our store, either downtown city store or shopping mall, is very high. So there will be some CapEx dedicated to stimulate the increase of interest for all the renewals which we are generating in the product range of Goldenpoint. I'm not sure to have captured the meaning of the third question. Probably you want me to elaborate a little bit about the perspective of the women.
Yes, yes, please. And if you think it's the target of the incidence on the market is, I mean, is something reachable. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. For sure, season after season, in the last 3 years, we are increasing the space within the OVS store dedicated to women. So we are gradually reducing the space of kids. And it is worthwhile to notice that in spite of reducing the space of kids, we are able to maintain the same turnover. So it means that there is a greater level of loyalty that our customers are paying attention to us, and they are buying in OVS even if we are reducing the space to the advantage of the space dedicated to women. So either because of increasing the sales density and also because of giving more space within the OVS store to women, we are convinced that the 35% amount of women on the total sales of the group will continue to increase. I cannot say up to which level, but we are convinced that we will continue growing at least another 10 points. So from 35 to 45 will be achieved, but I think even more. So we are extremely positive, even because, as you said, as you have seen, within our segment, the women is the one that is growing the most. Le Copain is becoming a super successful brand. The sales density of Le Copain is the highest within all the range of the OVS brand. It means that it's worth to give more space to Le Copain. Only as an example, in Zalando, out of Italy, we introduced 6 months ago Le Copain, and even if Le Copain accounts only for 5% of our total merchandising offered in the Zalando marketplace, it is accounting today for 25% of the sales. So good indication, I'm sure that women will continue to grow in our company.
Okay, thank you very much.
Next question is from Domenico Ghilotti, Equita.
Good afternoon. First is just a clarification. When you say the current trading is up high single digit, then on top I should include the perimeter effect of Golden Point. And second is on, well, you were mentioning in the presentation a tax rate higher in 2025 due to some non-regulatory changes. I'm trying to understand if this is a structural element or is a more it's a temporary element, so if we can give any sense of any guidance for 26 or generally speaking. Then on given the many projects that you have, so if you can help us summarize a little bit what are the expectation in terms of key openings or indication on net openings for different brands. And last, M&A opportunity is always interesting to see if you have some new dossier on the table. Hello?
Sorry, we were mute.
Okay.
I was speaking to myself, saying that I will answer, Domenico, to your business question, and then I will hand the word to Nicola for the tax question. Single-digit growth is taking place for OVS, so OVS, without Golden Point, is in this moment almost at the end of the first quarter, growing about 6%. And also we have 1 day of advantage in the quarter, which is Easter. So because last year Easter was the day after tomorrow. So we have another maybe 4 million, say, incremental sales to be added to the very healthy growth that we are experiencing as of now. And as you asked, on top of it, there is also the sales of Golden Point, which is in turn also growing double digit, like for like in this moment. So it will be all in all, either at historical perimeter and also at enlarged perimeter, including Golden Point, a very positive quarter in terms of sales. Projects, yes, we have many. In terms of product, we are enlarging the space and the effort in terms of intake dedicated to Utopia, which is working extremely well, to Altavia, which is working very, very well, mostly with the Altavia studio, but also the ski season performed very, very well. We are enlarging our effort on Le Copain. So basically we are increasing intake in every business line because every line is doing well. something new on the apparel of OVS, I would say no. Expansion of network, yes, a lot. We have more than 10 new OVS stores to be opened during the year. We have about 10 UBIM stores to be opened this year. I was in Faenza last week, for instance, a very small, nice, cost-effective store performing very well. And yesterday, we opened in the main street of Messina a nice UBIM working already very well from the first day. We think we will open at least another 8-10 Shaka standalone, achieving the number of 20 by the end of the year. Each store has a turnover between 7,000 and 10,000 euro per square meter sales density. The store's sales area is about 80 meters, 100 meters, so you can consider it 800,000 euro each. We will open from 4 to 5, 6 new CROFF. We will open at least 3, 4 Stefanel. And Goldenpoint, we will open another 10, 15 stores after the 2025 new openings. On top of this number, there will be maybe 50, 60, 70 new franchising stores under the different brands: Stefanel, Goldenpoint, maybe Blue Kids, some OVS Kids still, but not many. So I think that we will open more than 100 stores even in 2026. M&A, nothing to be said, honestly. In this moment, after the decision to stop with Kasanova discussion, I think we have so many projects. We have Goldenpoint to be relaunched, which is doing well. We have CROFF to be expanded. We have Shaka to be exploited and expanded again. We have international. So we have so many projects underway which are all worth to be well curated that in this moment, unless something falls by itself in my table, I prefer to continue with taking care of the project. Nicola, something about the tax rate?
Yes. Tax rate fiscal year 2025 was affected by one-off of about 2.7 million and related to the first implementation of a global minimum tax specifically for our sister company in OVS Hong Kong. If we excluded this non-recurring one-off, the tax rate would be improved compared to the 2024. And going forward, we see a tax rate that would be around 28% or less.
Okay. Thank you.
Next question is from Andrea Bonfà, Banca Akros.
Hi. Good afternoon to everybody. Thank you for taking my question. Most of them have been answered. Just a detail, Stefano, if I may, the target to reach 45% of women or more, is that, can you define it in which time frame? Just to have a vague idea. Thank you very much.
No, Andrea, I think that the question was a very wide question, and I answered in a very open way. It can be achieved in different ways, partially by increasing the space, as I said, dedicated to women inside the OVS store, which are growing like-for-like in the last 4 years. So we want to continue the expansion of our like-for-like growth, and this will be mostly regarding the will be made mostly regarding the women. Then if the initial experiment of launching OVS Atelier, which we opened in Novara, will be successful, and based on the initial result, I would say it is going to be another success, but still, I have to cross fingers. We opened two small OVS stores in super top location, one in the high street of Novara, one in the new shopping mall in Genoa called Genoa Waterfront. These two stores are small, mostly women, and the average price of the items that we put in this store is higher compared to the average because we don't sell the entry-level prices there, and they are working well. So it might be another way to grow. Then we might, sooner or later, decide to open a standalone woman, young woman brand. But this is something that can take place or not, also depending from many other aspects that we are evaluating now. So there might be different ways to improve, but I think that in the period of 3 to 4 years, we will achieve at least 40% in the women.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next question is from Luca Orsini Baroni Orsa.
Good afternoon, everyone. Just one last question for Stefano. Can you update us on what happened in India and what are you doing in Golden Point outside from Italy?
In India, what happened was much better than we expected. We opened a store, one store in Delhi, in the fourth, fifth shopping mall in terms of size in the city, a very nice shopping mall. In the same mall, we have Uniqlo and Zara. Our sales was at least 20-25% higher compared to our budget, and our budget was to achieve a 15% store EBITDA. And this was true till 2 weeks ago. Then, with the oil crisis, which is hitting more Asian countries, you might have read about Bangladesh, about Vietnam, Cambodia, and also India, and Philippines, reacting to the lack of gasoline with promoting smart work and reduction of mobility, we are experiencing a 50% lower traffic and about 30% lower sales, which is also happening to all our competitors, because my team was in Delhi and Mumbai yesterday. I will be in Mumbai next week because I want to see our second store, which we opened last week. And so there is a lower traffic generated by the effect of the war, but I believe that this will be temporary. So in India, I'm still convinced that we can do very, very well in spite of the present difficulties generated by the lower mobility of the population. Golden Point out of Italy, yes, soon, but not now. We want to complete all the steps in order to have a perfect assortment. What we did on the leggings, on the loungewear, on the outerwear has been great. Also in terms of what we did in the more typical lingerie has been great. Still we have to put our hands on the socks. Once everything will be done, I think because of the very high gross margin, which is typical of this business, the store will be, the brand will be open also out of Italy, mostly with the logic of franchising. You know that opening a 1,000 square meter store worth being part of the investment, because otherwise the volatility of the partner may endanger the solidity of our business plan. But once we speak about small stores, our experience teaches us that this is the ideal format to be opened under franchising, as we did with opening hundreds, maybe 500, of kids store under the OVS and the Blue Kids brand. So OVS Kids and Blue Kids. So long story to say, not now, but I think that in 1 year from now, we will see the first openings of Golden Point out of Italy under franchising agreements.
Okay, thank you. Keep up.
Thank you.
Next question is from Domenico Ghilotti, Equita.
Just a very quick follow-up. You were mentioning the decision to move to in consignment for some franchisee. Why is that? And don't you think that you are, say, taking a different risk, not credit risk, but the inventory risk? And second, curiosity on, well, you were mentioning in a recent interview the Dubai opening. I think it's just postponed, but if you can give us a sense of what can be, say, what is the situation now?
Okay. On the consignment, the game is only a switch of formal condition from one to the other, but the substance doesn't change. If I have a pure wholesale method and I sell to my franchisee and it doesn't sell accordingly to the seasonality or my mistake in prices, he will never buy back. He will not buy the year after. So I will reduce my sellout next year. So we have experienced that it is much more serious to take our risk on the success of our assortment. He is fully responsible for the risk of tenant, for the risk of rent and payroll. And I have the risk of the goods. In this way, I can command the price policy. I can command the retail strategy, which I cannot do if he is okay. the total responsible for it. And we understand that this is the better way, the more safe at the end of the story, and the more solid way to continue having long-term relation with our partner.
Sorry. Is it something that you are adopting with some franchisee or more in general?
No, some. It depends. Okay. From for instance, in Mexico or in Japan, we have and we will have a pure wholesale logic. So there are countries which are too far in terms of culture, in terms of ability of our partner, whatever reason, where we don't want to have any risk on the merchandising, and this is the case of, okay. for instance, of Mexico and Japan, as I said. There are countries where it is better to have control of the goods with a subsidiary, like India, or where we have agreement which are never a full right of give back, of return the stock. There is a depending from country to country, player to player, a threshold, maybe you can give back 10% of the unsold items, not more. There are situations which vary from country to country. It is okay. Never it is a pure consignment without other rules.
Yeah.
The other question was interview regarding Dubai. Okay, Dubai. In Dubai, the mall which is suffering the most are the touristic ones. Dubai Mall is a touristic mall. So clearly, in this moment in the mall, we have one store, which is a kid store since 10 years. The store was performing extremely well until the war. After the war, the store is making -40. The traffic in the mall is -50. So if I have to guess what is going to happen if we open today the store, maybe we make 50% of our budget. But obviously we are discussing with the landlord, which is Imar, how to manage this period, how to, if deciding to postpone the opening, in case we open, we will open with a reduced amount of merchandising, because we know that it will take time for the tourism to come back to the country, and obviously we have to reduce the rent. We are negotiating.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone.
Thank you. I think that it is about 4 o'clock, so 1 hour discussion. I hope that it has been useful for you. Thank you for your questions, and see you to the next opportunity. Good afternoon and good weekend to everybody.